This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Hello again from TF Metals Report, and welcome back to your podcast highlights, this time for the week of Monday, April the 29th through Friday, May the 3rd. We're going to wrap up the month of April. Put that one in the books. That's a full one-third of 2024 already behind us. We've had a great year. Gold off to a great start. However, we began the week back on Monday. One of the charts we took a look at was a comparison of copper prices with silver prices. Now, it would make sense that they'd be closely correlated since silver is no longer used as a monetary metal. The two metals are a lot alike. Great conductors of electricity, a lot of use in the new green economy, all that kind of stuff. Well, copper's been moving up sharply as of late, where silver's been moving backward. What does that tell us about this correlation? Well, that was all part of what we discussed back on Monday the 29th, and here's a little bit of that podcast. There's copper in candlesticks, silver as a blue line. And you can see occasions where silver kind of gets ahead of copper. You see a couple of occasions, kinda, where copper's gotten ahead of silver. Most of the time, though, they're pretty closely correlated, are they not? Look where we are currently. The blue line had gotten ahead of copper as of a week ago. But then after the recent pullback in silver, but extension in copper, look at how much now copper is ahead. Okay? Looks a little bit like the end of March. Okay, where copper's going and the blue line had to rush to catch up. So we'll see. If copper keeps going, that blue line isn't going to keep going sideways. Okay? It was, you know, this correlation, logical correlation, because they're kind of similar metals at this point in history. That correlation would tell you the blue line will move to catch up with the candlesticks if the candlesticks keep going higher. Tuesday the 30th brought the end of the month of April and another big smash of COMEX gold and COMEX silver. There was one 6 days ago, back on to start the week. And now here, one day after the start of the week, here on Tuesday, here came another big smash. When you get consolidations in either an uptrend or a downtrend, you often call those things flags, either bull flags in an uptrend, bear flags in a downtrend. What do we have on our hands here with COMEX gold? Is it a bear flag that just broke down and now we have a downtrend? Or is it just a little bear flag inside of a bull flag because we have an ongoing uptrend that began back in early October, early November last year? Well, that's up for you to decide. And that's all part of what we discussed Tuesday, April the 30th. Here's the daily chart of gold. See what I'm getting at? This is what David was talking about. It's not, the little red area is where it is not a bear flag in the downtrend. The trend is actually up. So it's a little bear flag of the little bull flag. Maybe. I still think, again, like I said, when we first broke down a week ago, I was saying 2280, 2300, 26 to 2650 in silver. I stupidly bought that call last week. So I thought, well, maybe not. Copper keeps going up. I think we're going to go up and double top at 29. So about a $29 call. That's money out the window. I mean, I got a month, but that's pretty much dead now. Anyway, moral of the story is, I think that we are still in an uptrend, as you can see, coming out of October. Okay, and I'm rallying again in the 1st of March. But we are now in a pullback that is technically a bull flag with this little bear flag within the little mini bull flag downtrend. Boy, I hope you've been able to follow that. Here's something a little different. You know, we always look at the charts every day in our podcast, but we also have all kinds of other stuff that I've accumulated as we've gone through the day that might be of interest. And I found this little infographic, if you will, of global gold production. You always hear the numbers thrown about 2,800 metric tons a year, 2,900 metric tons globally produced every year. But from where does it come? Because that's important. That's all part of what we discussed as the month of May began back on Wednesday. How about this first thing? Global gold production. Kimber, who cranked this out? Anyway, I found it on Twitter. Interesting to note. We always talk about global gold production as if there's this massive pool of gold for everybody to pick from. But the production that comes out of China, 370 metric tons, that never leaves China, right? The production in Russia, I don't know how much leaves Russia either. So when we talk about gold producing, you know, whatever all this adds up to be, 2,800, 2,900 metric tons, you can take 700 or so right off the top. That's not really part of the global supply. But anyway, you look down here, you can see where all the other countries fit in. Anyway, I just thought that was an interesting infographic. Not only do we follow the precious metals every day, but we also keep an eye on the mining sector. One of the easiest ways to do that is by following the big ETF with the symbol GDX, major gold miners, some silver miners thrown in as well. Kind of a good proxy for how the sector is doing on a daily or weekly basis. And as you can see on this chart of the GDX, to me it's a little troubling. Yeah, maybe it's just consolidating after a big up move, but maybe it put in a double top and it's ready to break down. Something we're keeping track of at TF Metals Report and all part of the discussion on Thursday, May the 2nd. And finally, the GDX. This is the one that probably bothers me the most. You could say it's just come up and it's in a nice little range, you know, finding support at the area that had been resistance and had often been resistance. You know, it was 32 back there in December. It was actually closer to 33. Remember all those levels? Okay, well, we're finding support there now. We're at 33.58 today. I mean, we're down a point on the week, so we're probably going to have a red candle. But nonetheless, you can look at this and go, fine, we're just in this sideways range, roughly between 32.5, 33, and then 35. You could also look at that and go, that looks like a double top. Yeah, that big ugly reversal back on Friday the 12th, dropped down briefly below the 20-day, rallied back up 2 days last week, actually Friday and Monday, banging up against 35 again, and now we're back down and back down below the 20-day. My gut tells me that's a double top, at least for now, okay? And probably a trip coming to the 50-day. I hope not. I don't want that. Who wants that to happen? Unless somebody's looking, you know, you got some cash. So we'll watch. Below 32.50, support is 32. As long as we can stay above there. And again, we're 33.58. We'd have to close below 32 on a closing basis. There's a little double redundancy. As long as we stay above 32 on a closing basis, okay, 32.50 in particular. And again, we're a full point above there. We're right in the middle of what could be just this range. But this is really something to watch. If you're an investor in the mining shares, whatever, it's all just noise. If you're trying to trade the mining shares, raise cash, get back in, this is what I think you want to watch, okay? May the 3rd brought the latest edition of the U.S. Jobs Report, which at TFMR we've always called the BLSBS. If you've been following along with the Fed speak for the last couple of months, then you've heard Jerry Powell himself say that he will put the inflation fight on the back burner if he senses any weakness in the U.S. labor market. Talking about an unemployment rate north of 4%, that sort of thing. He reiterated that point at this week's FOMC. And so when today's BLSBS came in well below expectations, missing by the biggest amount since 2021, you'd have thought that gold would rally, the bond market rallied, the dollar fell, rate cut expectations surged. Of course, why wouldn't they? That's what Powell said. But yet gold reversed hard, crashed almost in the aftermath. Pretty remarkable. By the end of the day, by the end of the COMEX session, it was right back to where it was before the BLSBS. Just another day in the life of following the COMEX digital metals. That's what we do every day at TF Metals Report. If you want to better understand how these markets work and use that information to your advantage as you accumulate physical metal for your stack, then you should join us at TFMR. It's just 50 cents per day and money well spent. Check us out at tfmetalsreport.com. Have a great weekend, everyone.